With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. A rose by any other name. From digital images to the real deal, Valentine's Day signals roses. It's estimated that more than 250 million are produced for the holiday. Where do they come from? The Netherlands does lead the world in cut flower exports with a 52% global market share, but most roses imported into the U.S. come from Colombia and Ecuador due to a favorable climate, inexpensive labor, and limited import regulations. Roses in Colombia and Ecuador are grown in unheated hoop houses. There are approximately 20,000 and 11,000 acres under cover in Colombia and Ecuador, respectively. Cut flowers entering the U.S. from South America typically arrive in Miami during the peak season between January 1 and February 14. Almost 1 billion floral stems will travel through Miami International Airport, with over 30 cargo planes arriving daily. There, cut flowers are inspected by U.S. Customs and Border Protection for insect pests and disease. Lucky enough to get a rose? Here is how to keep it healthy. Make sure to start with a clean vase. Remove all foliage that'll be below the waterline. And to promote water uptake, take a sharp knife and cut the stem of the rose from the bottom, a half to 1 inch. I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.